In this podcast, I want to talk about something that I have seen so many people do, and they always wonder why they have not succeeded financially. And what I'm referring to is the ones out there that just sees gimmicks that they try to make a quick buck on. Say, oh, I can do that. And they don't go all in to be able to make it successful. They give up too soon. And sometimes they go on gimmicks that is not going to work regardless of what they do. It's just things that get you money and you're not going to be successful at it. But just the ones that can be successful, but you're not willing to put the time in, you give up and then you look for another one, and then you give up and you look for another one, and you give up and give and look for another one, and over, and you never succeed of any of them because you're not willing to put in the time that it takes to accomplish what the gig supposed to give you. I've seen people say, oh, well, I can buy houses with other people's money and be able to fix it up and be able to flip it for, you know, make thousands of dollars on it, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 on, you know, of fixing it up. But they don't realize how much effort it takes, the dedication and hard work it takes to flip a house. You don't buy a house with other people's money unless you get somebody to invest in you, not the house. And even if you do, you have to do the work pretty much yourself of fixing the house, because more you sub the work out to other companies to get it done means your profit is going down. So pretty much if you can get somebody to give you money and both of you make profit on a house that you're going to flip, pretty much you're going to do all the sheetrock and electrical and everything else to be able to get any money worth of getting out of that flip of that house. And I've seen so many people think they can get into something like that and be able to make it profitable, and they don't realize how much time it takes to do of fixing up a house. They'll spend the money and all these packages and everything else to learn how to do it and all, and then they won't do it because they'll start complaining, well, I don't have the time to do this and do that. Then they wasted money. They're in deeper in debt than they were before they even started. So it done the very opposite. And these people are so vulnerable also to scammers. They think they can pay money to get their accounts back, whatever account it is online. And they can't see through and understand what a scam looks like. Even though there's videos all on YouTube that will show them what to look for. And you can tell these people not to do it anymore. And they'll turn right around and go get gift cards or prepaid cards and give that information on the back of the card to the person that's supposed to get their account back active or whatever it may be. And they'll spend hundreds of dollars to do it. They'll get their tax return and they'll be blind as a bat or even blinder than a bat and go ahead and spend that money thinking they getting something, and they just getting only deeper in debt. I have tried to help so many people in that kind of situation, tried to put them on the right track, and you get them on the right track for a little while. Then you leave them alone when they are going on the right path. They seem to understand or say they understand what to do, what not to do. And then they get vulnerable and do it all over, and they're in worse condition financially than they were before. They go in the negative of their bank accounts. Just the fees alone that they have to pay in being overdraft in their bank accounts can pay off two or three bills that they have. not make payments to them, but pay them off. And the money they wasted of getting gift cards or prepaid cards, you add all that up, that can pay off another 2 to 5 bills they had. They're looking too much for gimmicks to make a quick buck than willing to buckle down and pitch pennies, they say back in the days. Save every penny you can. Make a penny, you know, valuable as a nickel. Stop all this excessive spending. Don't keep looking for a quick buck here, a quick buck there, because you're just losing a buck here and hundreds of bucks there. Look at the bills that you already have. Even if you're running your own business, if you're getting work, then stop paying for advertisement that's not necessary. There's ways to get the business name out without spending money. You need to just buckle down, keep making the money, and stop spending money. Stop trying to get a quick buck. Gimmicks here and gimmicks there. People are going to scam you right and left, and you won't realize it until it's all done. Just buckle down. Look at the necessities that you need, not want. You may want to go out every weekend and with your buddies or your gals or whatever it may be. Or you want that newer car. Well, you get your finances to the point where you can afford any of that. Stop spending extra money. Yeah, you might want to buy a gift for somebody, but does your finances have it to the point where you can do that without losing money, going in debt, making your bank accounts go in a negative? If you can't, then don't do it. And if that person don't understand it, that's their problem, not yours. Regardless who it is. I don't care if it's, you know, your best friend, your mama, daddy, brother, sister. It don't matter. You're the one that's going to have to pay the price. Literally, pay the price. Just buckle down and pay your finances off. If you're looking for to try to get a house, well, you got to have a good credit score. And if you don't have a good credit score, you're not going to get anywhere. If you keep getting these negatives in the bank and all that, it's just that credit score is not going to do nothing but plummet downward. Make your payments on time and only pay the bills that you already have. Don't rely on your big tax return coming back. That's a one-time thing. Rely on your finance of your work that you're doing that comes in. Balance it on it. Of course, if you get a tax return or you get a stimulus check, yes, that's great. Pay off the smallest bills and get them out of the way completely. When I started out as an entrepreneur back in the 80s, I saved every penny. I mean, I was eating the minimum of meals. I mean, I would get a bologna sandwich and I would eat, you know, some of it at in the morning. I eat some of it at lunch. I eat some of it on the way home. 2 sandwiches. It was cheap, but it was fulfilling. I had a meal and I still had a checking account that was in the plus, not negative. You got to buckle down if you want to make money. You can't just go splurge on whatever because it's routine or it's what everybody else does. You got to do what fits your lifestyle, your budget. And if you want to change your lifestyle and blend in with others, then change your spending habits. Don't try all these little gimmicks to make money, like little things I see people do, try to buy, get into putting a sign on the back of your car, you get paid. Well, that costs money. Do things that cost you very minimum with a bigger return. It's like you can do Uber Eats. If you have a vehicle, Uber Eats. ride around, pick up food, and deliver it. If you got a good vehicle that's good on gas, that's one thing that you can do. In your spare time, turn the app on or off. I know people that I've gotten on track and they stayed on track. They work 9 to 5. It might not be exactly 9 to 5, but that's the format that they use. You know, you've 9 to 5 job, a day job. And then they'll go drive for 5 hours at night. And they make more money driving them 5 hours at night than they do at their regular paid day job. Yeah, they work, you know, 12, 14 hours a day. But they didn't double their hours they work, but they doubled their money they bring in. And they're taking the money they do with coming in with Uber Eats and open up a savings account and just put it all in there. It just transfers right in there because they were living off of their 9 to 5 job already. They already had their budget set for that. Then they started working as a driver. If they could live off 9 to 5, then any extra money they make, they just put in that one account and just let it sit there. That's how you set up a budget. Set yourself on what you're making already. Because if you can't make it on what you're doing already, something's wrong. Now, a lot of people say you need $15 an hour and all working at McDonald's and all that. No, that's not, that's a job. You need a career to make a living. That's just the way it works. These fast food restaurant jobs and all, that's a beginner's job, not a career. That just teaches you how the workforce works. Working at fast food restaurants was never intended to make a living off of, regardless if you're single or not. It was not designed to make a living off of. That's not what minimum wage is intended for. You need a career to make a living. So all these people that say you should get paid $15 an hour to flip hamburgers and whatnot in fast food restaurants, well, they're just in Twilight Zone somewhere, because that's not what it's designed for. If you're trying to work at McDonald's and try to make a living, you're doing it wrong. That's plain and simple. That's not what working at fast food restaurants are designed for. Not make a living. It's learning how the work atmosphere, workforce works. So you can take advantage of that knowledge and be able to work up to the point of getting a career. So you can make a living. Stop trying to get into all these gigs and fast bucks that you think you're going to do a little bit of work and make all this big money, when all you're doing is spending all your money and you're getting further in debt. You need just to buckle down, spend money on your bills, not all this extra splurge and everything else. If you can't buy somebody something for their birthday, it's okay. They'll get over it. If they're hurt because you didn't get them a big birthday present, that's their problem, not yours. Until they start paying your bills, then it's none of their concern of if they get a gift from you or not. Go spend a dollar or two or three and get them a birthday card and put your name on it, say happy birthday. That might be the only thing that's in your budget without breaking the bank. If it is, that's what you buy. Regardless how close of a friend or relationship it is, even if it's a brother and sister, mom and dad, if they get mad because you didn't buy them anything, then they got the problem, not you. But they should understand why you didn't get them anything. And if they can't, well, don't worry about it. They have to deal with it, not you. You dealt with the reality of what you can and cannot do. Because if you go buy people's gifts and it puts you in a financial bind or in the negative, you can't blame nobody but yourself. And that's the kind of BS that you need to quit doing. Just because your buddies or your gals or whatever wants you to go out and have a few drinks, just say no. Sorry, I can't. Even if they say, well, we'll buy the drinks. Well, you still say no because you got to spend the gas and all to get there. You need to concentrate on your finances. If you want to go be able to splurge and all that, fix your finances first. Because you don't have that under control, nothing else is going to be controlled. It's all going to be out of control. And you're not getting any younger. Things are not going to fix themselves. So anybody that's going to do it is going to be you. Don't rely on somebody else to fix your problems of your finances. You may take advice from others that has been successful, but you have to follow their guidelines of what they did to make it work. Because if you don't, you're just wasting your time. I know when I started my business, I had to cut ties and strings to so many things, friends and family as well. I've had friends that say it'll never work. But it was kind of funny about, 8-10 years later when they were working at a certain place and I walk in on my lunchtime and they sitting there working. I say, hey, man, we chit-chatting and everything. And they seem so miserable of where they're working. And they asked me, you got lunchtime? I said, yeah. I said, still working for myself and I can take lunch whenever. And they just they just couldn't believe that, after this long that I'm still working for myself and they're still punching the clock 9 to 5. But they're the ones that party it up every weekend while I'm out there on Saturday working, making the finances work while they're sitting there drinking and partying up at night, almost every night when they get off work. I'm sitting back and drinking coffee and watching TV and not spending money. When they go out on the weekends, like I said, they partying up and I'm out there working, bringing in the money, and they're spending money. They're spending money faster than they are making it. And they wonder why they're not going anywhere. Because they don't have their finances in order. They want to live the luxury life. But they're not willing to do the luxury work that is required to make it happen. They always want to buy these quick fix gimmicks, flip houses, or any other thing that tells them that they can do this a little bit and they can make all this money, this pyramid stuff and everything else. Yeah, them things probably do work. But if you're not willing to put in the time to make it work, then you're just wasting time. But the first thing you need to do is fix your finances before you do any of that kind of stuff. Then the risk of not making it happen is not going to hurt you financially. It's just like going out with your friends. You can't go out with your friends if it's going to hurt you financially. The same way. You can't spend extra money if you're not got your finances set where you can spend extra money. There's so many different ways you can set up because everybody is different of their work, of their living style, their finance requirements is different. not one rule set of rules works for everybody. You got to look at your finance responsibility, your bills, and where you work, what your lifestyle costs you, and how can you make your income support that. And if it cannot support it, if your income that you're making and cannot support your lifestyle that you're doing, you need to do one or two things. One, make more income, or do away with some of the luxuries that you do in your life. It's easier to cut back on the luxury than it is to make more money. Because after you cut back, then you have more time to make more money, especially the days now with so many things online that you can do to make money. I mean, you can simply sit on the computer and do surveys, sit there and do a survey for 10 minutes, and you make $5. $5 don't sound like much, but it didn't cost you anything except sit on a computer that you normally sit on anyway, and doing research, you know, searching for something, or watching videos on YouTube or whatever you may be watching. Why not take 10 minutes of that and make $5? Take three or four surveys. I mean, that's what, 25, 30 bucks an hour if you sit there and do enough of them in an hour. Well, that's $25, $30 an hour you just made for doing something you're already doing on your downtime. Why not turn it into cash? Simple. You just got to find things that you can make money off of that's not going to cost you money if it works or don't work. With the technology out there, with the computers and all, you can sit at home and much money you can make is unbelievable compared to what it used to be. And I'm not saying go spend, you know, hundreds or thousands of dollars buying materials or items and just go open up an eBay store and all that, because you got to spend that money first. Yeah, you can do drop shipping, but be careful, because some of these sites, Amazon, eBay and all, has rules that you cannot drop ship from other sites. You got to read their TOS, Terms of Service. A lot of people do it. Just because they do it don't mean it's right. They just hadn't got caught yet. So you got to be sure you cross all your T's twice and dot your I's three or four times. But stop spending extra money that you don't have just to try to make more money. Because if you spend, say, $100 or $200 and it don't work out, well, you just lost $200 or $300. You didn't make a thing. Now you got to make up money to make that up, plus the other money that you were trying to make up in the first place before you did that one. So now you got to do double time. Listen to people that's already done it. You might not like what they say to do or not to do, but that's how they got successful, being very vigilant, honorable, and very disciplined to themselves to make it happen. I mean, people don't retire at 35 and 45 for not buckling down and doing what it takes to make it happen. They didn't go splurge all this money and everything and be able to retire at them ages. It just don't happen. So stop spending extra money, whoever you may be that's listening to this podcast. And if you're not one of them kind of people that has their finances all mixed up and in the negative and everything else every time you turn around, but if you know somebody that has that problem, share this podcast with them. You'll never make it if you don't be disciplined to yourself. You got to get to the point where you can care less what other people think or say about you, about your finances or what you do or you don't do. Oh, I mean, you should go out on the weekend, man. Kind of relax. No. You got to save that money, because if you go out and spend money, you're the one that's got to replace it, not them. It's going to put you in a finance hardship, not them. They're going to go home and, you know, if they got their finances in order, it's not going to hurt them. They'll enjoy partying much as you are, but at the end, you might not have a hangover. Your finances just may well be crippled, and you're the one that's going to have to fix it. So don't keep spending money just to fit in. Live so you can fit in your own finances, your own lifestyle that actually works. Your finances makes your lifestyle, because you can't live beyond your means of your finances. It just don't happen. So many people try it. That's why their bank accounts are in the negative. But until they straighten up and realize that nobody's going to fix it except themselves. Nobody's going to give them, or shouldn't give them, money to pay off all their bills, because if they pay off all their bills but they're still doing the same thing after that, they're going to be back in the negative again very quickly. If somebody gives you the money to pay off all your bills, regardless how much they are, and you keep your bad habits up, your reckless activity on your finances, you're going to be right in the repair shop again. It's just simple as that. If you want to change the results, change your ways. If you keep the same habits, you're going to keep the same hardship finances. It's just the way it works. So when somebody has already done it financially, listen to them, because not only they can tell you how they did it, they can show you how they did it, and they got end results of balanced, smooth going lifestyle. They got proof that it works because they're living, breathing evidence of it. Like I said, you might not like what they tell you you need to stop doing, or things that you need to do. You might not like it, but to get it done, to make it work for you, you have to do what they say, because they know what it would take to make it work. Because if you let it go in one ear and go out the other, your finances will never change. How can you expect to have end results to change when you're not changing what you're doing every day? You can't keep doing the same thing over and over and expect different results. You just can't. You got to cut back on your spending, get your finances down to the point where it's in the plus, not negative. Then you regroup and figure out how you can make more money without spending extra money to the point where you'd be crippled again. There's things that you might like doing every weekend or every day that you spend a little bit of money. Oh, this only, you know, $10, $15 here and there. You'd be surprised how that can add up and pay off a bill. You have to give up to be able to make it up. And after you make it up and get financially stable, then there might be a way you can go back to that kind of lifestyle. But you got to get your finances in order first. Because if not, it's like a circle. Make money, spend money, make money, spend money, make money, spend money. And it just keeps going, and you'll never get anywhere. I know people that wants to get out from underneath their mom and daddy's roof, and they never will, because they're not willing to do what it takes. They just want to keep spending money and money, 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 money. Give away money. Try to get in this little gimmick of this, a little gimmick of that. And they're doing nothing but spending money and not getting any ROI, return on investment. And they wonder why they're still sitting there. And at the rate they're going, it'd be 10, 15 years before they'd be able to get out from under mom and daddy's roof. Because they just don't know how to discipline themselves, buckle down, and stop trying to get these fast money gimmicks that's costing them nothing but money and time. Need to stop it, or you'll never get anywhere. You might not like what I said in this podcast, but it's the truth. I've been there. I've done it. I used to have them bad habits. But here I am, financially stabled, and I retired at 45. I've been doing a little bit of heat and air work and a little bit of internet and stuff just to stay active, not because I need it. I buckled down. I mean, when I'd done my own business, heating and air, for 30 years, I didn't go out and eat every day, all this nice buffet and all that. No, I did occasionally when I knew what my finances actually supported it, but I didn't go out every weekend party and all. That's why I don't drink. I never went out on the weekends and sat in the bars and everything. Only time I ever went to bars is maybe me and my brother or me and my friend go out and shoot pool. That might happen once, maybe twice a year, if that much. Some guy, whatever, that I haven't seen since high school, we come cross paths and say, hey, man, let's get up this week and go shoot some pool and talk about whatever's happening, you know, catch up a little bit. And that might happen every 5 years. Because most of the people that I've pretty much grown up with in high school pretty much went to college and moved to different states, different countries. But I never got into that drinking on the weekend atmosphere. I don't drink. Now, if drinking coffee is, if you consider it as an alcoholic or whatever, drinking much coffee, yeah, I would be one. I drink coffee like fish drinks water, but you look, research, drinking coffee has positive reactions to your body. You know, it prevents some cancers. So that's a good thing. But I never got into drinking part, you know, out with the buddies, drinking beers and shooting pool, whatever. Alcohol-wise, I probably consume more alcohol in NyQuil a year than I do drinking actually alcohol beverages. And that's the honest truth. If I get a 4-pack of wine coolers, it probably lasts all year. I just don't drink. Because I knew that's wasting money. That's not going to give me any kind of return. Drinking every now and then, you know, a good glass of wine or whatever with a good meal. Yeah, but you just got to get your finances in order before you have that luxury life. Because if you don't, you'll never have it. You'll never have it. And that's just the honest truth. You got to be honest with yourself. Be disciplined to yourself. And buckle down. And stop spending foolishly. Simple as that. And if you find somebody that's already did that, and you see their lifestyle, how free and happy they are because they don't have to worry about it, listen to them. Ask them questions. And when they suggest you to do something, do it. Because they are speaking not only of the reality, they are speaking to you as results they have done themselves. They know it works because they've done it. And of course, they have made mistakes, and that's how they've learned. But they were willing to do what it takes to make it work. So listen to them. Stop spending foolishly. Stop trying to make the quick buck. And then you can have your freedom. Move out from your mom and daddy's house or whatever it may be, or you want a bigger house. But you got to do what needs to be done before you can get that done. It's simple as that. And if you never do it, it'll never happen. Like I said, if you're listening to this podcast and this does not describe you or it used to describe you, share it with somebody that you think that it would help them. That has that issue of splurging more than what they actually make. Hopefully this helps somebody to wake up and realize the problem is not the spending. It's the discipline that you're not giving yourself to make it work. That's the issue. You got to discipline yourself and force yourself to quit the bad habits that's costing you financially problems. Because if you don't, the boat will keep sinking and sinking and sinking. And more it sinks, harder it is to get out of it. That's just the reality of it. That's all I have in this podcast. I know it helps somebody out there because I have seen it so many people in this situation. But if you're listening to it, do yourself a favor. Find somebody that has already done it and listen and go by their guidelines and let them help you to get that finances back on the right side. And if you already found somebody, well, buckle down and do what they say. They can help you. But you got to help yourself first. Until next time, keep them finances up. Buckle down. Be vigilant. And be disciplined to yourself. Because nobody else can help you if you don't help yourself. I'll talk to you in the next podcast. Take care.